This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thank you for being with us today. So I'd like to talk to you about travel. No, not a sea cruise to the local island or... No. Travel throughout the universe. The Vedic knowledge is complete in its understanding from our predicament as living entities in the multiple species of life, right on through to the entire structure and position and purpose of the material manifestation and this total universe. Now, I'm not talking about this planet and our 8 planets, 9 planets, poor Pluto. Anyway, I'm talking about all of the planetary systems. In the Vedic literature, it's described that there are 14 planetary systems within this universe. They are all pivoting around a central point. There is a top point and a bottom point, and that the whole thing is pivoting. The Milky Way is actually a arrowhead, shall we say, pointing the way out of the universe that the living entities can take to return to the spiritual Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual world. And this universe contains upper, middle, and lower planetary systems. And the higher up you go, the longer the lifespan, and the better the facilities. And the lower you go, the shorter the lifespan, and worse the facilities. We are here on the Earth planet on the 7th planetary system, according to Vedic knowledge, and we have a limited combination of happiness and distress. It's a mix, and we have a short 100-year maximum lifespan on this particular planet. And so, let's say that one spends his time trying to become spiritually enlightened, and he molds himself in such a way to take advantage of improving his material conceptions and perspective, then improving his understanding, improving his perfections over the mind and the senses, elevating himself to the higher planetary systems within the universe, and trying to travel there by his potency and take birth on the higher planetary systems. Now, this is the spiritual way. One leaves behind a body and travels in the subtle body to a higher form according to the qualities of his work, and he can progress his way to the top planets in the universe, and he can further progress his way into the spiritual world where he gets mystic perfections, he gets a spiritual body because of strength in his devotional service, his austerities and mystic powers, his knowledge, transcendental knowledge. All of these unrestricted opportunities are provided to him. He can move both within the material and the spiritual universes. Whereas growth materialists, they cannot move in such a restricted manner. They cannot move their planes and spacecraft and whatever they may have to such a reach where they can reach other planets and move beyond into the spiritual world. Now, there's a description of these, they're called transcendentally situated mystics who have the ability to move in the upper planetary systems without mechanical arrangement. There's two good examples given in the Vedic literature. One is called Narada Muni and the other is called Darvasha Muni. And they are great strengths in mystic power due to their devotional service. And they're able to move and travel throughout the material and spiritual universes. It's described that Darvasha Muni traveled throughout the entire material space and the spiritual space within 1 year only. So we can understand that the speed of the transcendentalists can never be attained by the gross materialists. They could not get from one end of the universe to the other in their mechanical arrangements. So the mystic learns that as he passes along the Milky Way by illuminating his path by following the pole star to reaching the highest planetary systems in the universe. Those are described as Brahmaloka and Satyaloka, and there is a circle of planets at the top around the pole star that's called the Susumara Circle. And there the Lord has an incarnation who is guiding and controlling and supporting the sojourn of the living entities back home, back to Godhead. So this circle of planets at the top is pivoting and turning the complete universe. Right? And this is a facility where you can go and live in that area at the topmost portion of the universe for a duration of 4,300,000,000 years. And that the planet is worshipable due to its great facilities that are far superior to anything we have or we can imagine. And the people that live there are classified as demigods due to possessing their exceptionally long duration of life. They have ships that they can travel into the different planets in that area of the universe that travel at extensive speed, the speed of the mind, it's described. So this gives us a clue about the other planets that are far, far away from us, and we cannot be reached with our modern airplanes or spacecraft, even at imaginary speeds. But the Vedic knowledge, which is classified as the spotless knowledge, gives us information about the activities, the individuals, the planets, the conditions there, the entire clarification of the purpose and functions of the universe. So the Vedic literature discusses the creation of the Lord, that there are many wonderful things that we can see only with purified senses. The senses we have now are material. They're limited in spectrum of knowledge acquiring capacity. And even at that, we see many wonderful things here in the material world. And it's described that there's an unlimited amount more that we can perceive when we raise ourselves to these higher planets above this modern materialistic conception of life. We are all being distracted with material things and distractions, shopping, desires, I want. This is all limiting the focus that you naturally have and the abilities you naturally have to lift yourself up to the highest level of science and Vedic knowledge and progress out the top of the universe, returning to the spiritual world. Follow the Milky Way, go past up to the topmost planet, the pole star, and the small Susumara cycle of circle of planets at the top of the universe, and you can go out from there, out of the material universe, into the self-effulgent eternal spiritual sky. That is home. That is where we naturally belong. That is where we are constitutionally created to be. But we have, by the misuse of our independence, we become attached to this materialistic conception of life that this body is me. Okay? But this body is not me. I am the eternal living entity energizing this body that'll be useless without me. So the modern scientists, they are conditioned souls, and they are presenting forward their theories which are full of errors and mistake. And therefore, to be on the safe side, one should accept the authentic versions of the Vedic literature, which is accepted unanimously by the great saints and sages and acharyas within this material perspective. Even within the spiritual world, the acharyas all accept the Vedic knowledge. So rather than pushing oneself to achieve a better position in life here, rather than trying to achieve a better position of life on a planet somewhere above this in the higher planetary systems, one should focus on returning to the spiritual world outside of this material tabernacle and becoming engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord in direct association with spiritual servants and the Lord himself, face to face. This is possible. This is the goal. This is your responsibility. The Vedic literature does not say all paths lead to the same place. It does not say you can do whatever you want and you'll still attain enlightenment. It describes that there is a method. It describes that method so that you can understand it and employ it. It's providing you with guidance by the disciplic succession, the chain of spiritual masters, culminating right here, right now, with our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was empowered by the incarnation of the Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver this Vedic knowledge to the world in an unadulterated form again. There's 500 million books by Srila Prabhupada already printed and distributed, and is going on daily. More printing, more distribution. because everyone needs and deserves to read the Vedic literature. Then you make up your own mind. Do you want to stay in this material world with temporary material bodies? Do you want to degrade yourself to the lower envious statuses of planets in this universe? Do you want to lift yourself and just enjoy in the higher planetary systems for an astonishingly long period of time? Or do you want to return to your normal condition back home, back to Godhead, in the spiritual world, an eternal servant of the Lord, engaging in the Lord's plan for His satisfaction? Then the method is simple. We give up the selfishness. We follow the spiritual master's instructions. His first instruction is hear Vedic knowledge. His second instruction is chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And third instruction is eat only spiritually sanctified food, no meat. This is the beginning of spiritual life. There is a vast multi-universes, the multiverse, I think it's called, way beyond the limitations of this one universe, which you can hardly grasp. You go look up at night, you can't even grasp how large it is. Yet it is small in the eyes of the Lord. It is one of many universes. It is just a place of anxiety. You can move on in devotional service outside of this universe to render service to the Lord. You can start rendering service here, now. Hearing from the spiritual master is service. Chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is service. Eating sanctified food offered to the Lord is service. Helping distribute this knowledge is service. Offering prayers, obeisances, building proper friendships, helping others to become God conscious. This is all service. But no, you're going to work and working a job, sitting in front of a screen or shuffling paper of something that won't matter in a month. In 100 years, no one will care what is on your desk right now. No one will care what you value. These things are all temporary. We've placed artificial importance on them. Real importance is to engage everything in the service of the Lord, associate with the Lord by following the instructions of the spiritual master, and lift yourself and everyone you know up out of this material tabernacle of anxiety. We've covered many times on our program the levels of anxiety, the intensity, the broad spread prevalence of anxiety. Everybody's got it, because the place. It's not you, it's the place. So we learn from the Vedic literature that this is a middle planetary system and there is part suffering and part enjoying. The place is designed like this. You can't actually change it. You can change you. You can liberate you. And this is what the Vedic knowledge is about. This is what it's for. Lift yourself above this material conception of life. Raise yourself to the spiritual platform. Follow the spiritual master's instructions. The path is guaranteed. There's not many things guaranteed in this world, but the path back home, back to Godhead, is guaranteed because the knowledge is purified knowledge that has been verified by the saints and sages and presented to you in an unadulterated fashion, and the simplicity of it all is magnificent and easily adopted, easily accepted. So you're being encouraged by the chain of spiritual masters. You're being supported by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, delineating Vedic knowledge into the universe for you, by His giving instructions and clarification so you can see it in proper perspective with the capacity of intelligence you have now. And you're being given an opportunity to engage in the method that purifies you and guarantees you success. You don't get that guarantee when you quit the university. You go out the door and they say, good luck. The Lord says, welcome home. The spiritual master says, I'm waiting for you to wake up. I'm glad to see you're awake. You're up now. Wake up. Get up. Stand up. Move up. Step up to your true potential. You are an eternal spiritual living entity designed to render loving, selfless service. Step up to the task. It starts by understanding you're living in an illusion created by people who don't love God or you. You're living in a world controlled by corporates intended to make you a machine, to make you subservient, to make you a consumer, to make you miserable. So reject this standard. Become knowledgeable about what is actually available to you in the spiritual world. What is actually available to you in the movement the spiritual master is spreading? This Vedic knowledge, this information to you. Reach out. Get above the same-ism. I did a program about that not long ago. Everybody's thinking the same. They want everybody to have, they call it hive mind. Get the definition? You're concerned about the same subjects. You don't think like the next guy does. You don't know the same thing he knows. But you're on the same subjects. And they all don't matter. They aren't enlightening. They're distracting. We got voting. We got Facebook. We got the news. We got politics. We got bogus education. We got all sorts of things. It goes endlessly on. The list of absurdities is endless to keep you from becoming who you really are. To keep you from understanding your true value, your true importance. Don't you feel within yourself there's something better meant for you? The answer is yes. And the place to find it is in the instructions of the spiritual master. He will engage you in the service of the Lord. And it is so unbelievably multiples of better. You just can't believe it till you do it. This is where the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra comes. Simply chant the Hare Krishna Mantra. You will taste love of God. You will taste ecstasy, not attained in the material world. You can achieve this higher platform if you make contact with the energy. Just like so many different types of machines can come to life when the power is turned on, connected to the electrical current. Similarly, all the living entities can be engaged in the loving service of the Lord with ecstatic reactions and results when they're simply made contact with the holy name of the Lord. The sound vibration is the connection. It's not the electricity, plus minus current. That's an invisible force that can zap you. Well, the sound vibration is the weapon the Lord is using, and he can zap you, all right, with knowledge, upliftment, tasting love of God, tasting devotional service, tasting your normal condition of life. We're here giving you Vedic wisdom. We're here discussing the Vedic knowledge. We're encouraging you to get Bhagavad Gita as it is. Just go on the net, Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Nobody else's books, nobody else's nonsense. He is the empowered spiritual master. The copyright dates are in the 70s, and they're unadulterated to this point. Don't get a different thing. Don't let the poor Vedic knowledge in Bhagavad Gita get influenced like the poor Bible. That's why the Vedic knowledge is here, because the Bible's been stood on, stomped on, terribly treated. The Vedic knowledge is coming to you without that contamination on it. It doesn't change much. It enlightens further. So this is what Vedic knowledge is about. It's about getting the message to you. You wonder, oh, what does God care about me? Yes, he wouldn't be putting on these programs. He wouldn't be sending people all over the planet. He wouldn't have sent the spiritual master here. He wouldn't be protecting Vedic literature. He wouldn't be printing 600 million books. He wouldn't be trying to distribute them to everyone. You wouldn't be listening to this program, because this is all symptom of the Lord reaching out to the living entities who want to know what's really going on. This is the innocent and this is the intelligent. There is another class. They are selfish, demonic, murderous. They are destructive by nature. They have nothing to do with what we're talking about. They're simply destroying the planet and the people for selfishness. That is a whole nother thing. They're dominating society and making everybody unhappy. This Vedic knowledge is dominating everyone else. Everyone who refuses to go to sleep, everyone who is demanding to wake up, they come to Vedic knowledge, they're awake. Everything else, tainted. Sorry, but everything else is tainted. They have been working on tainting everything as hard as they can. They've even tried to taint Vedic knowledge. So there's a battle. Vedic knowledge is being protected against these nonsense people who run the planet. And it's being left, it's being provided, it's being given, it's being encouraged to you. Right here, right now. Take the Vedic knowledge, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Read it. Just open the book, read to the back, close the book, think about it. See what is your duty. Surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Follow the instructions of His incarnation, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Read all of the intricate information provided by the spiritual master so you understand everything in proper perspective. No more speculation. No more professor hoo-ha who changes his courses every year. Vedic knowledge, transcendental knowledge, compiled by great saints and sages in cooperation with the Lord Himself, protected by the chain of spiritual masters, because you deserve to get it right. And it isn't out there any place else. This is where you get it all clearly and correctly. This is Vedic knowledge. So take the opportunity, listen to the Vedic wisdom, read the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This process is that simple, and it comes with the guarantee you will be benefited. Your illusion will be cleared.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.